Oh, hi and good day everyone, McCoggan here, and it's Thursday, February the 16th, and this boot is in a response indirectly through listening to Nick Holloway Vox's response to Rachel Phillips, who made the original boot on finding a large amount of money. And in Rachel's boot, she went on to say if you found anything, watches or wallets are in. And the sum involved was, I think it was £21,000. So, and would you be honest, what would you do with something if you found it? Would you keep it? Would you hand it into the police? Anyway, that's the theme. And my view on that is I was reared as a decent citizen, if you like. If I had stolen anything, I would have been severely punished by my mum or dad. And if they found something that they knew didn't belong to me in the house, they would ask where I got it because they would fear that I had actually stolen it. And so I was brought up that way. So the direct answer to Rachel's question is, if I found anything, I would hand it in to the police. There is a sort of a caveat to that in that, and it's happened to both me and my wife many times in the past. If we came across, say, a pound coin or a £2 coin or a £5 note or something like that, in a place where it would be absolutely impossible to even guess as to who it belonged to. Say you were walking through a park and you came across, you could hand that £5 note into the police and you could say, I found that. But there'd probably be absolutely no chance whatsoever of someone identifying that £5 or where they lost it. They could have lost it anywhere. And even if they went to the police, who would know if it was at their £5? So you can identify a watch, a bracelet, necklace, a mobile phone. So many things that an individual could identify and say, yeah, that is mine. I can describe it, that is mine. But how would you do that? So in that respect, when we find little sums of money like that, we put it by, and my wife just puts it in a little box in the house for the nuns. It's as simple as that. We're both Catholics. We were reared up to be honest people. And it's not as if we're stealing that money and we know that there's no way that that could possibly be recovered by the former owner of that small amount of money. And we wouldn't dare keep it for ourselves. So, yeah, it would be moved on to try and help the nuns who invariably help other people, the poor and the needy. So, yeah, things like that. I remember Rachel mentioned something about would you run the risk of bad karma coming at you if you did actually keep something substantial that you found? I think, in my case anyway, with my upbringing, that the bad karma would be that God would see me. Now, I'm not being honest for the sake of being honest. That's all due to my upbringing. But I firmly believe that we shouldn't do things like that. It's not ours. You know, we just shouldn't take things that we know is not ours. And if we all went about that, anything you lost at times, so you could say, but there's no point in going to the police station or anywhere or the lost and found department at the railway station because nothing would be there. They'd all be empty. You know, think about it. You know, all the lost luggage, all the lost clothes, hats, coats, scarves, mobile phones, keys. I could go on and on and on. And all this goes to lost and found departments. And if we were all dishonest and never handed these things in, then I know that there'd be probably hundreds, if not thousands, of people in this country alone that would be made redundant because they would no longer be required in lost and found departments. So yeah, we have to be honest with each other. I mean, really, this could go on to extend how we love each other. But if we stick just purely to the subject matter of being honest, yes, be honest, people. You know, it's not yours. just hand it in to the best place you can think to hand it in, and give the owners a chance to recover that. You know how you would feel if you recovered something, so give them the opportunity to feel that relief and gladness when it's found. That's just my opinion, and I think we should all have that opinion. Okay, it was quite a good subject actually by Rachel, and looking forward to hear other replies. That's fine. Bye for now.